After years of rebellion and exile and failure, director Robert Altman seems to have made a Hollywood comeback. His new movie, The Player, is the talk of Tinseltown, not just because it's a satire about life at a studio, but because it features cameo appearances by more than 60 movie stars, including Cher, Bruce Willis, Nick Nolte, and Julia Roberts. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see what's behind the buzz.
A lot, actually. I think The Player is a masterpiece, the first one Altman has come up with since Nashville way back in 1975. Even though The Player was adapted from a well-regarded novel by Michael Tolkien, who's credited with the screenplay, the movie is pure Altman. Wonderfully atmospheric, skillful without being show-offy, opulent and light-headed at the same time. The plot revolves around a production executive named Griffin Mill, played by Tim Robbins. He's a guy whose job is mainly to tell screenwriters no all day. One of the writers has apparently gotten fed up. He's sending Griffin death threats, and Griffin is getting worried enough to want to do something about it. The plot works, but the plot isn't the point. The point is what life in Hollywood looks and feels and sounds like, and Altman's got it down better than anyone since Billy Wilder in Sunset Boulevard. Take, for instance, this exchange, in which Griffin has just been pitched a story by a writer who wants to make sure his film is cast without stars. It's too beautiful, too honest a work for stars. Griffin thinks the movie's going to be a flop, but he wants to get the studio's latest hireling, a hot young executive named Larry, interested. That way, Larry will sink when the film does. In this scene, Larry, played by Peter Gallagher, is the one on the car phone. Here's Griffin's pitch.
Let me give you a little tip, Larry. Levison came to power on two movies and made $300 million and had no stars in them. He's going to love this idea. It'll remind him of his youth. You know what his motto used to be? No stars, just talent.
Has anyone else heard this?
I don't think so, no.
We should make a deal now.
Tomorrow may be too late. Can we get a hold of Levison?
Yeah, I'll get Levison. When can you be back?
I'll be there right after my AA meeting.
Oh, Larry, I didn't realize you had a drinking problem.
Well, I don't really, but that's where all the deals are being made these days. See ya.
The studio hotshots are laughable monsters, of course, but Altman knows that the so-called scathing satire is the easy part. What he really wants to reveal is the psychology beneath the familiar Hollywood hypocrisies. If we expect the usual us-versus-them scenario, with brilliant creatives getting the spunk stomped out of them by Armani-clad Philistines, well, Altman's view is a lot subtler than that, and truer. The Player is about how the industry crushes the originality out of anyone who participates in it, any player, whether a writer, director, or a production chief. And that's because the movie-making process itself makes it impossible to view the world in a fresh or inspiring way. Enter the game and you can't help it. Everything, from the morning headlines to the person you love, gets ground to movie fodder. Altman uses screens within screens and movies within movies, and some of the most amazing shots in memory to convey the idea that his characters wouldn't know the truth if it whacked them over the head, unless it whacked them in widescreen and Dolby, with a tub of popcorn on the side. The Player has its grim aspects. Altman doesn't let anyone off the hook, least of all the audience. Even that amazing gaggle of movie stars is on hand for a reason. They're playing themselves, in restaurants and at parties, because in Hollywood that's where you really find them. Altman wants to convey the strangely distorted flavor of a world where everywhere you look you see the people the rest of America is busy dreaming about. If you swim among the stars, he's telling us, life outside the fish tank can start to look remote and unreal, just like a movie.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.